So let's review. Shnoisav shel Yaakov. The Gemara establishes the timeline of Yaakov Avinu's life, including Mishashen Esbarech Me'aviv ben Shishim V'shalay Shana. He was 63 when he received the brachis. Hoya Beveis Eiver Mutman Arba Esrei Shana. He then hid in the Beis Medrash of Eiver for 14 years. And so Kisho Amar Al Be'er ben Shivim V'sheva Shana. He was 77 when he met Rachel at the well. The Beis Lavan Esrin Shnin Havion. Ishtoi Be'urcha Tartin Shnin. He spent 20 years in Lavan's home, and then 2 years traveling back home. For those 22 years that he was away from his parents, he was punished that Yosef was away from him for the same amount of 22 years. However, Arba Esrei Shanin, Dehave Beveis Eiver, Loi Choshev Luhuv Loi Nena Shalayu. He was not punished for the 14 years that he was away from his parents while at Shem Ve'Eiver, because Godol Talmud Torah Yoyser Mekibur Avoim. Hadron Alach Megillah Nikreis. We have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Megillah Nikreis, and will now begin the second parak, Hakoyer L'Mafreya, Be'ezras Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Hakoyer Yesa Megillah L'Mafreya Lo Yotza. One who read the Megillah out of order did not fulfill his obligation. The Gemara cites the Pasuk, V'hayomim ho'elen izkarim v'nasim, and iskish l'chir la'asiyo. We compare the celebration to the Megillah reading. Ma'asiyo l'mafrei aloi, af z'chiro l'mafrei aloi. Just as the celebration is always in order, first the 14th, and then the 15th of Adar, so too the reading of the Megillah must be in order. A braisa adds, 1. V'chein b'halal. Halal must be recited in order, as the Pasuk in Halal says, Mimizrach Shemesh ad Mevoyoy. Just as the path of the sun always follows its order, first sunrise and then sunset, so too Halal must be recited in order. 2. V'chein b'kriyashma. Kriyashma must be recited in order, as we learn in the following braisa. Kriyashma kichsava divrei Rebbe. Kriyashma must always be said in Lashon HaKodesh, as the Pasuk says, V'hayu hadvarim ho'ele. And we expound, V'hayu b'havayasan yehu. It must be said in its original form. However, it can be said in any language, as the Pasuk says, Shema, and we expound, it can be said in any language one understands. The Gemara explains that the Chachamim expound from the term V'hoyu Shelo Yikra L'Mafreya. It should stay in its original form and not be read out of order, while Rebbe expounds this from Midvarim HaDvarim, the extra letter He. We see that everyone agrees that it must be read in order. 3. Ubetvila, Shemayne Esrei must be said in order. The Gemara cites a braisa that explains the origin of this order. Me'a ve'esrim zekeinim, ubahem kama neviim, tiknu Shemayne Esrei brachis ala seder. The 120 elders of the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, which included many neviim, established the order of the 18 brachis of Shemayne Esrei. However, shakchum v'chazer v'yastam, they were forgotten and needed to be re-established, and so Shimon HaPakuli Hister Shemayne Esrei brachos lefnei Rabbi Gamliel ala seder biYavne. Shimon HaPakuli arranged the order of the brachos before Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne. The Braisa now explains the order of the Shemayne Esrei. Avos, Gevurois, Kedushois. First three brachos are Avos, and then Gevurois, and then Kedushois, in the order that the Pesukim mentioned these three ideas. Bina achar Kedusha, Tshuva achar Bina, Slicha achar Tshuva. We then follow with Atachoinein, and then with Hashivenu, and then with Slach Lanu, in the order that they're mentioned in certain psukim, and Geula Urufua Basa Slichahi. The bracha of Rufa'enu and Geula follow the bracha of Slicha, as mentioned in other psukim. The braisa continues, Geula B'Shvius, B'Teich Sha'asidin Ligoa B'Shvius. The seventh bracha is Geula because Mashiach will come at the end of a unique 7-year period. The braisa continues, Rufua B'Shminis, B'Teich Shenitna Mila B'Shminis, Shatzricha Rufua. The eighth bracha is Rifa'enu, because bris milah, which requires healing, is performed on the eighth day. Birchas Hashanim b'tshiyas, keneged mafkiyei she'arim, v'david ki amra b'tshiyas amra. Baruch Aleinu is the ninth bracha, because Davar Malach davened against those who raised prices unfairly, affecting people's livelihood, in the ninth chapter of Tehillim. This is followed by Kibbutz Galuyos, the ingathering of the exiles, and kimin shenikbutzu galuyos nasa din b'rishayim. This will lead to judgment for the wicked, and then kalu hapoishim v'koilel zedim imayim. This leads to the Rishayim ceasing to exist, and then misrei memes keren tzadikim. The tzadikim will be exalted, and heicha misrei memes karnam b'Yerushalayim. This will take place in Yerushalayim, and kivan shenivnes Yerushalayim ba David. then Malchus Beis David will rise, and Kivan Sheba David Basa Tfila. Kivan Sheba Tfila, Basa Avoida, Kivan Sheba Avoida, Basa Hoida. This leads to Tfila, and then to Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, and then to Thanksgiving. Berchus Kehanim Achar Avoida. The Avoida was followed by the Bracha of the Kehanim. And Sim Sholim Achar Berchus Kehanim. This is followed by Sim Sholim because Bracha Dakadish Baruch Hu Sholim. Peace is the vessel of Hashem's Bracha, as it says, Hashem Yivarech Es Amoi Vashalom.